Welcome, everybody, to another redeployment episode of the What's the Scuttlebutt podcast. We're going to redeployment this week because of the inclement weather in Texas causing poor Dennis's power to go in and out nonstop and Jeff's internet to be unsuitable for recording. So this week, we're going to head on down to episode 94, where we speak with Mike Weigel about his grandfather's service in World War II, and he shares with us some previously unpublished photos of Hitler and other high-ranking members in the Nazi Party that Mike's grandfather found while in Germany. Please enjoy episode 94, and as always, please head over to WTSPWorldWar2.com, click on the Patreon link, sign up and subscribe. It goes a long way to help what we do here. And also, you can head over to YouTube.com, look up D410 Media, like, subscribe, share us with your friends. Thank you so much, and on to episode 94.
Digital 410 Productions proudly presents the What's the Scuttlebutt podcast with your hosts, Dodd Abernathy, Jeff Copsetta, and Henry Sledge.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the What's the Scuttlebutt podcast, your favorite World War II based podcast. I'm getting ahead of myself in my head. And if you weren't with us last week, shame on you. But more importantly, as you just heard Carrie say, the unofficial voice of the Digital 410 Network, the one and the only Henry Sledge is now a full-time member and host of the What's the Scuttlebutt podcast, your favorite World War II based podcast. Our muster has gotten larger. And joining us tonight, we'll get to in a second, because I'm going to let Jeff introduce him. But Jeff, you weren't here for last week. We kind of premiered a new segment, if you will. And right now I'm going to follow it up with another reading of... by one and only Henry Sledge from his father's book, With the Old Breed. And here we go.
Our attack was called off late in the afternoon, and we were ordered to set up our mortar for the night. An NCO came by and told me to go with him and about four others from other platoons to unload an Amtrak bringing up supplies for Company K. We arrived at the designated place, dispersed a little so as to not draw fire, and waited for the Amtrak. In a few minutes, it came clanking up in a swirl of white dust. "You guys from K Company 5th Marines?" asked the driver. "Yeah, you got chow and ammo for us?" asked our NCO. "Yeah, sure have. Got a unit of fire, water, and rations. Better get it unloaded as soon as you can or we'll draw fire," the driver said as his machine lurched to a halt and he climbed down. The tractor was an older model, such as I had landed from on D-Day. It didn't have a drop tailgate, so we climbed aboard and hefted the heavy ammo boxes over the side and down onto the deck. "Let's go, boys," our NCO said as he and a couple of us climbed onto the tractor. I saw him gaze in amazement down into the cargo area of the tractor. At the bottom, wedged under a pile of ammo boxes, we saw one of those infernal 55-gallon oil drums of water. Filled, they weighed several hundred pounds. Our NCO rested his arms on the side of the tractor and remarked in an exasperated tone, "It took a bloody genius of a supply officer to do that. How in the hell are we supposed to get that drum out of there?"
So how you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Fantastic.
That was great. Yeah, shame on me for not being here last week.
Did you hear the one?
That must have been a good one.
Last week.
Did you hear the one from last week? Should I play it? We got time, right? We're not in a big hurry.
Do it.
Here we go. It's a quick